This Saturday, head to Westport Plaza from 2 till 6 for the Westport Brew Fest to celebrate several of the country's finest brews, including Four Hands, Anheuser-Busch, Boulevard, Granite City Food and Brewery, Kirkwood Station, New Belgium, O'Fallon Brewery, Schlafly, Square One, and more. Tickets are $25 and include a commemorative sampling mug, all beer sampling, and live music by Jive and Whale. Discounted general admission and VIP tickets are on sale now at WestportSTL.com. And raise a glass Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Westport Brew Fest.
The calendar says it's fall, and that means you need to take care of your lawn, and that means a fall starter. Can I recommend my friends at Dynagreen? Dynagreen is the only fall starter that has phosphorus. Phosphorus is for commercial fertilized lawns only, but now it's good for residential, courtesy of Dynagreen and their Dynagreen Fall Starter. Dynagreen or DynagreenInfo.com to find out everything you need to know. For your local authorized Dynagreen dealer, check out Savington Garden Shop and Kirkwood Material.
Forklifts. Not as sexy as a new, hot-looking car, but if you need one, you need one. So what do you do when you need a forklift, electric scissor lift, pallet jack, rollers, jib booms, or whatever you need for your material handling? Head to locally owned and operated AD Lift Truck for forklift sales, rental, service, and parts. See the new forklifts from Heli, TCM, and more, both new and used. Head to AD Lift Truck, 5434 Natural Bridge Avenue in St. Louis. For more, go to adlifttruck.com.
Everybody ready for a little tech talk? Okay, well, you've come to the right place. Every Monday, Jose Hernandez joins us and he talks tech talk. Here's how it works for those of you new to the broadcast. He does a monologue. He usually has some pretty interesting stuff to tell us about in the world of technology, and then we take your calls, and you can ask him anything. You can be frustrated with something you already own. You can be frustrated trying to figure out what to buy that you don't own but you want. We have a lot of new phones out. Dan Strauss just bought one. He has it with him. It's on his hip. It's the size of a flat-screen television. But it's also a phone. To me, in the case of what Dan got, phone is not even secondary. It's like five, six down the ladder of what these things will do. But let's say you're shopping and you're confused. We have a guy who can help you. Whether it's something you already have, something you want, if it's electronic, if it's technology-related, he's your guy. Here we go. Here are the numbers, 314-969-KTRS, and that is 969-5877. That's the number you want to try first, because there are more lines coming in that way than this way. 888-550-KTRS, and Jose is brought to you by Oric and the locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. Yes, the people who make the great vacuum cleaner Oric, and there are several models, also make a lot of other great products, and they're very affordable, and they'll make your house a better place to be in. Folks, here is Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jose.
How are you, Jose?
I'm excellent. Frank, how are you?
Great. Sometimes I have some things to throw out. I don't today. Do you guys have anything? Dan's all excited. You know, when you get a new phone or anything like that, you just play with it every night for about 2 weeks. And I'd be the same way. I am due for a new one. I need more gigabytes. I need more storage. I'll probably do the iPhone 6. What's the big one? 6 what?
6S.
6S. That's probably what I'll
do. You want the biggest
plus
screen?
6 Plus.
I can't decide. Isn't the 6 itself bigger?
6 is smaller than the 6 Plus.
Okay, but bigger than the 5.
How many inches is yours, Dan?
I don't know.
17.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Show us how many inches. Because I know the iPhone 6 Plus is 5.5 inches.
I'll probably go for that. I'll probably get it.
I think it's comparable to that size.
Did you have anything for
I did not.
Dan, did you have anything to ask Jose?
No, I don't. I'm just messing around with my new phone.
All right, then we're going to turn it over to Jose, and then, folks, we'll turn it over to you. Now, I'm going to give the numbers again, and probably only one more time after this, if that. 314, you need to call, get on hold, and first come, first serve. 314-969-KTRS, that's 5877, or 888-550-KTRS. Jose, what do you have?
Thursday, Apple's going to have an announcement. They're very secretive about what it's supposed to be.
Mm.
We pretty well have determined it's going to be a new iPad Air.
iPhone 7.
iPhone 7 will not happen, at least on Thursday. Design-wise, there's not much change than the original one. It's going to be the same thickness. The volume buttons are going to be slightly more recessed. The microphone will be moved from the top to the back next to the rear camera. It's going to have a 8 megapixel rear camera, high definition FaceTime camera, and you'll have an option to buy it in gold.
And what is this, Ian?
This is the iPad Air.
Oh.
It is rumored that we may also get any number of the following: an iPad Mini, IMAX with at least a 27-inch screen.
Well, hold on. What? IMAX?
iMac. That's their laptop.
Okay.
The OS system called Yosemite, updated Mac Minis, possible Apple TV upgrade, and maybe Apple Pay will debut. So,
what's the difference between an iPad and iPad Air? Thickness?
Thickness.
That's it.
Mac Air, iPad Air. I'm not sure if thickness. I think it's thickness. I think the Air.
And the Air is thinner?
The Air is supposed to be the thinnest one available.
Yeah, like the iPad now is so thick.
Well, they've seen the commercials for it where they hide it behind a pencil and they slide it in manila envelopes and.
My goodness.
Netflix is going to start charging more money for their 4K high-definition content. If you have to go to their high-resolution family plan, which is $11.99 a month. Good news is if you're already watching high-definition movies, you already have them on your plan, you're grandfathered, and they will not charge you the extra $3 a month to watch them.
I wonder if people realize, because I try not to total it up in my head or even think about it, how much we spend a month on just being in touch.
Entertainment.
Phones, videos, a lot. You know, people used to gripe about, look at this long distance bill.
Although a lot of people now are, you know, doing without the satellite or
cable cutters.
And they're just strictly going to Netflix and on this, so they're essentially saving.
Why don't you know the Direct and Dish people and the cable people are scrambling, having meetings every day, going, oh, what do we do about this?
They need to go to, I think some are trying to do it or start to do it, but essentially pick and choose what channel. They're going to have to go to that format. Instead of paying
cafeteria plan.
Yeah, instead of paying for, you know, 150, 200 channels where you'll watch maybe 30 of them.
Right.
Six.
It's going to have to go to that at a certain point, or otherwise they're going to be in trouble.
Well, somebody was thinking about the other day, too. If I'm an advertiser, there are very few things you can buy commercials, buy time on to run your commercials where you know people are going to see them. For example, the Super Bowl. Nobody's going to play back the Super Bowl. All right, there's one. Let's say maybe some award shows where it's old news the next day. Outside of that, like we watch Sons of Anarchy, we record them and deliberately watch them, even if it's 2 hours later, just so we can skip through the commercials.
Yeah, time shift.
Yeah. So they're going to have to combat that somehow, too.
Survey has determined that teenagers are leaving Facebook in huge amounts. Even though Facebook boasts over a billion users, they interviewed 72,000 teens. 76% of them said they use Instagram, which is up 69% from last year. By comparison, Facebook is down 45%. They say the biggest problem is too many adults. Apparently, whenever mom and dad show up on something,
that ruins everything.
To be cool.
Yeah. That ruins everything.
And last but not least, Google Maps, in order to be ahead of everyone, has strapped the Google Street View equipment to a camel and are wandering it through the desert as we speak.
And why would we want to see that? I saw it. You showed me.
Yeah, they're mapping. They're mapping the desert.
It's sand and more sand.
Yeah.
That's what you're looking at.
Because Google can say we have it and you don't.
Wow. You ready for calls?
Yes, please.
We have a bunch of them. And first up is Patrick. Patrick, say hello to Jose.
Hey, Jose. How are you doing?
I'm good, Patrick. How are you?
Great, great. And everybody else, too.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
So I've got a weird one. My wife has an iPhone, and she has an iPad. Her iPad is not phone-enabled. It's just strictly Internet. When people send her text messages, she gets them on her phone. She also gets them on her iPad. Sometimes they go on her iPad. 10 minutes later, they show up on her phone. Sometimes they don't go on her phone. But I don't understand how she can get text messages if her iPad is not phone-enabled. You know, there's no phone number attached to it.
Probably it's being sent to her account. And the fact that the iPad is in a Wi-Fi hotspot area, it's connected, the account is distributing it to every device in her list.
Well, now when you say account, because they're just sending it to her phone number, that's on her iPhone.
It's something set up with the iPhones. Have you spoke to a genius?
No, I haven't done that. It just was a really weird thing.
Did we have this problem with you on your phone, Frank, where you were getting texts, but essentially it was people sending you emails?
Right, but they showed up as texts.
Yes.
But I'm glad Patrick brought this up because it's an interesting thing he brings up. My iPad, I know I can use either a Wi-Fi signal or cellular that I share with my phone plan. But how come I can't make a call on my iPad?
Not designed to make a call.
But it seems to me it'd be a pretty simple thing for it to do. It's got a phone number.
You might be able to use FaceTime on it, which is their...
You can. You can. But then why couldn't you make a phone call on it? It seems to me it'd be very simple. But I have the same thing, Patrick. When if I get a text, it... the iPad across the room.
So
goes
I think
off.
There's a setting where you can say
it's a share. We have a shared plan with our carrier. In other words, it's three cell phones: mine, my wife's, my daughter's, and our iPads, and we all share 60 gigabytes a month.
But Patrick's is not phone, and his isn't phone enabled. It's Wi-Fi.
Just Wi-Fi. Right.
Wow,
it's strictly Wi-Fi. There's no phone number attached to it.
That is creepy.
That's a good question.
That is weird.
But I think we found out in your case where when it's sent, you can say send it to the phone number and send it to the...
There's a setting. Yeah, Peon's right. There's a setting.
Email as well, the Apple ID email. So maybe that's how it's coming to the iPad.
She have an iPhone? Does she have an iPhone?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. We all got... I have iPhone. She has iPhone. She's got the iPad.
Yeah, there's a setting that somewhere you have to go in and undo, and it's sending it and converting it as a text message when it's really taking it as an email and flipping it to text or something like that. There's a setting where you can stop that. You just have to kind of play around with the setting.
We'll fill it with that, and if that doesn't work, we'll go to the geniuses, see how smart they really are.
There you go. Thank you, Patrick.
All right, thank you.
All right, there goes Patrick, and here comes John. John, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Hello, John.
I really wish you had your own show.
Thank you.
But, I have a strange question. I'm 52 years old, and I really like computers, and I'm thinking of making a career change, but and getting into like IT type profession.
Okay.
Is this something you can go to a Rankin school, or you know, you see all the time the commercials, you know, to where you can just, we'll train you in 3 weeks, and you'll be an IT professional. That just doesn't seem possible, but.
It depends, John, on what area of IT you want to go into.
Well, I work for the government, enough said. And, I'd like to get into, maybe security, type work, like blocking hackers and, doing that kind of stuff.
Yep. There are the Rankins and those kind of schools basically take you through a crash course in preparing to pass the certification exams.
Okay.
So you can become certified. There's probably three or four different certification paths. There's the CISSP. There's the Certified Ethical Hacker and a couple others. You need to be very specific about what security certificates you get because certain groups and organizations look for specific certificates.
I got you.
So Google the top 10 security certificates and see which one appeals to you best.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to talk to you and maybe like our security officer where I work and just see, I thought about doing that even, just talking to them and seeing what they look for.
That's a good idea. You got to step up on everybody else, though, because you're already working for Uncle Sam.
That's right. Now, the Certified Ethical Hacker, I've read about that. They basically take people and teach them how to, look for vulnerabilities and flaws.
Yes.
And firewalls and stuff, and that's all you do is try to break in, but you don't really break in. You're just looking for the weaknesses, right?
Well, there's a cottage industry that actually has to do with banking, where they actually try and get money out of a bank any way they can.
Okay. I read about that. I was, really shocked. So, and like I said, I'm already the unofficial IT guy where I work, so I thought, maybe I could just go ahead and make the leap and become a real one, but I didn't know how involved it was. If I'm too old, maybe to even think about doing this.
No, not at all. Not at
all. All right, then. Well, thank you very much, sir.
Right, thank you, John. The guy that called a while ago about his wife's iPad getting his text message, what was his name? Do you remember?
Patrick.
Patrick. I just got a text from one of our advertisers who, since I don't know if he wants his name, I won't mention it, but he says, my phone and iPad started that this weekend. and that he was told by one of the geniuses it's going through iCloud. You just turn off iCloud, and that'll stop it. So it's going through the cloud, even though the pad doesn't have a cellular number.
But you better be careful about turning iCloud off, because that may be where there may be some unintended consequences of turning it off globally.
Well, yeah, but he says that will stop what he's talking about. Now, it may stop some other stuff, too.
Right.
That's the problem, I guess. This would be Susan. Susan, say hi to Jose.
Hi. Excuse me. I was getting out of my car. Okay. Not because I'm hanging up on you. I have a question. My daughter lives in Festus, and she was connected finally with the Internet through DirecTV.
Yes.
So she has a Dell computer, an i5 that I gave her, she had the router?
Yes.
And then I bought her Ethernet cable and GearNet modem.
Okay.
And I still can't get her connected.
Have you spoke with the folks at DirecTV?
No, that's... I just happened to hear today that you were on again and took a chance to ask you. But okay. I have had computers for years, and I never had this problem.
The easiest thing to do would be contact tech support at DirecTV and have them walk you through how to connect to them. They should be able to assist you easily.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, I know. That's
really?
Not the answer.
Well, she's dreading it.
What was that? Not genius? Okay.
Genius. Apple technicians call themselves geniuses.
Yeah, well, we call them other things, but that's okay. Yeah. We'll try.
Thank you, Sue. What is she saying? She gets her what through DirecTV?
Internet through DirecTV.
Okay, which is no difference. I have a dish. It's Exceed, but yes. It's the same kind of thing. DirecTV offers their version.
Right, and the basics are there's a modem that takes the digital signal, converts it to something the computer can understand.
Right.
It goes from there to the router, which distributes it either wirelessly or wired to the PCs.
Right, which is what I have, a dish that goes to a modem that goes to a router that goes to the computer.
So what Frank is saying, Susan, is if you give him a call directly at his home
number,
he'll be right over.
And I'll be over. I have evening hours for my services, ladies only, and I'll be over. And sometimes this takes till 2 or 3 in the morning, so just you need to know.
And Kyle on line 6 can tell you how to disable that
iPad thing
without turning off the cloud.
Ah, there you go.
Ah, well, let's just talk to Kyle real fast. Kyle, how do you do that?
Under the message toggle, under the iMessage, if you select the your emails and all your cell numbers that are registered to that Apple account, if you check them, they'll all sync and you'll all get the same text messages through all those devices that are checked.
Even though the iPad is not cellular capable.
Correct, because it could be registered under his email address, which if his text messages are going to the same cloud account.
That cloud then sends an email, a text message to that, even though it's an email. I get
correct.
It.
Correct. So if he goes under his settings and under the message bar, if he goes to his iMessage or the send and receive, only thing that should be checked is the one phone number he wants to send and receive from.
Okay. We got it. Thank you.
All right. Welcome.
Appreciate it. Now I just got AM and the PM. I just got another. Hold on. I'm getting all these texts from the same person. He says, you go to settings, iCloud, and only turn off for mail. I meant messaging, not mail. He's right. So that clears that up. So it is messaging, not mail. Now I think we're clear, even though I'm not even sure I'm clear. Let's go to Tom. Tom, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose. How are you all today?
I'm good, Tom.
Great. How's the rest of the gang?
We're good, too,
good.
Tom.
Good. Frank, how do you feel?
Let me check. I just felt myself, and I feel good.
Excellent. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
I believe you can talk from your iPad if you have a Google Talk account.
Okay. Not that I need to. I just thought it was
looked online. There are a couple different ways.
So it's an app. You need an app or a special account.
Well,
it's not.
It's an app. It's non-Apple workaround because I think that the cellular portion of your device is for data only.
Okay.
But, at least that's what they like
it to
be.
But just the fact that there it has a cell number, you know it somehow would be possible to make a call, and I get it. Tom says you can.
Yep.
Right. Or Skype. Google, yeah, Skype.
Or Skype.
Google Talk gives you a phone number, and that number will take you. You can talk from your laptop, iPad, phone, anything.
All right. Well, that's good to know. Thank you, Tom.
Yes, sir. Thank
All right. There we go. We're out of time. And, boy, did we learn a lot today, and the answer is yes, because this is the Learning Show. It's a learning segment within the Learning Show. And we thank Jose Hernandez. Now, if you need to get a hold of him, here's his email address. It's techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. Please, please do not forget, he's brought to you by Oric. And they've sponsored him for a long, long time. They have locally owned and operated stores. They're great stores. Yes, they have vacuum cleaners. They have carpet spot remover. I found a space heater, the best space heater I ever bought in an Oric store. So check them out, Oric. And give it up, if you would, till next week for Jose Hernandez.
Yeah. Thank you. Good day, everybody.
There goes Jose. And here comes John Landoff. Hello, John.
How are you doing?
I am doing great today.
Fantastic. That's great. You sound good.
Well,
I sound really good.
I feel good, and I shouldn't, because...
Why?
Well, because I spent the last two or three days eating all the wrong things. I ate a pint of raw cookie dough in the last 24 hours.
Oh,
yeah.
Did they give you worms?
What?
Oh, from the raw eggs. No. That's a myth.
No. And I ate pizza. I ate coffee cake. I just pigged out on all bad stuff. And I feel great.
Well,
and I
there
think
you
the
go.
Moral
That's...
there is...
Hey, there you go.
Eat wrong, you'll feel great. That's the lesson learned. But no, I feel good today. It'll probably hit me in a day or two.
You think so?
Yeah, I'll pay for it, probably. Stomach ache or something. But no, I feel good. You know, the thing is, we went to get a pizza, and it's a place where they sell pizzas uncooked. They make the pizza in front of you, and you take it home and put it in the oven. And they're really good. But in the case with the salads, I saw raw cookie dough that they make... And they put it in these containers.
Oh, yeah.
You take it home and make cookies.
I
never made one cookie. I ate all the cookie dough with cold milk, and it was tremendous. Boy, was it good. There's no candy or dessert.
Where was
better.
Your wife when you were spooning out there cookie dough?
I made sure I did it when she was down the hall, around the corner, busy on the phone.
I know she wasn't sitting
if
watching
she was on
you
the
do
phone
that.
Another, I could see the light that she was on the phone in another room, so I run to the refrigerator and gobble up some cookie dough.
So you just have to hide your eating.
I do. No, I do. Because,
oh, you just stood at the fridge and ate a little bit at a time and kept putting it back?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ate the whole thing. It was great. There's nothing better than chocolate chip cookie dough.
No, there isn't.
It is so good.
Oh, I made it different. I think the actual chocolate
no,
chip.
No, the cookie is not as good as the dough.
No,
the dough is better.
The cookie's delicious.
Only if you cook them for like 2 minutes where they're barely.
Yeah, we'll have to disagree on that.
So you don't have to worry about your wife going to the refrigerator to go, hey, where's that cookie dough? I was going to bake some cookies.
Yeah, gone.
Oh, you don't have to worry about that anyway.
No, she doesn't
I see
bake,
what Dan's
right?
doing. She wouldn't bake it anyway. No, so I feel good today. I have a lot of energy.
You're all cookie doughed up.
Yeah. Yeah. And pizza'd up and coffee caked up and all that stuff.
That's great. Didn't you miss me?
That sounds either at least metrosexual, maybe a bit gay.
It does not.
If I say, yeah, John, I miss you, it just doesn't sound right. I don't think I've ever said to a man, hey, man, I miss you, or I miss talking to you. I don't think I've ever said that.
Well, I think there should be a first.
All right.
All right, let's hear it.
I'm waiting.
It's not going to happen.
Nah, it's not going to happen. So were you pretty tied up last week, apparently, because we didn't get you on the phone. You were busy.
Busy, 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 busy.
That's good. That's a good thing.
I broke away from any responsibilities so I could spend some time talking to you and Dan with that new phone of his.
That new flat screen TV he's got strapped to the side.
Did you see the picture on the Facebook page, John?
Can you tell me? And nice picture, too.
Hey, can I take a moment to give a testimonial for how tough the Silverado pickup truck is? The other day, it was raining, and I was on the way home, and it started to hail, okay? I recorded the hail hitting the hood and the top of the Silverado pickup truck I'm driving from Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
Really?
Yeah, here's the sound of the hail. This is how bad it was. Not a single, even tiny golf ball dimple-sized dent. Oh.
One tough truck. Like somebody tap dancing.
One tough truck.
Yeah.
Well, I also came out one day and found a guy tap
like a
dancing.
Rock.
Tap dancing.
Did
on
you
the
record that?
Yeah, I recorded a guy tap dancing.
Let's hear it.
I said, "Hey, what are you doing on the on my truck? Tap dancing." He just kept dancing. I recorded that. Here it is.
Wow. Hey, Mr. Bojangles, get off the truck.
No, I did.
Didn't have tap shoes on, did he?
You know that I've never had hail damage in my whole life. I've been lucky that way. I've been in light hail, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I want to get home, get in the garage. I want to get home, And I always beat it before it was any significant hail. I've never had one.
Again, another indication about how cool you are.
No, just lucky. I've never had. Cool. Dan, you've had hail damage?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You're a cool guy.
Never had a dent from hail. So I lucked out that way.
You're just a cool guy.
Well, okay. Okay, if you say so.
All right, so we started our day today on the showroom floor. The entire Johnny Law Not team, well, not the entire team, the service and parts group could not make it there. Very, very, very busy. But the sales staff, the management staff, administrative staff, and we put on our Johnny Law Duff Chevrolet pink T-shirts, showing support for breast cancer fighters and survivors out there. And they can, with the Breast Cancer Awareness Month, this is Chevrolet's great campaign on honoring breast cancer survivors and fighters, and we are donating $10 to the American Cancer Society for each test drive. So come in, test drive a vehicle, go around the block, and you get to fill out just a quick little deal, and we can get $10 out of Chevrolet for the American Cancer Society. So, hey, our goal between now and the 31st of October would be to try to get about 500 test drives in here.
Oh, you'll do that.
We've got 1,000 vehicles on the ground, so a little under a little under 1,000 now, but yeah. And then, whew, busy day, a lot of meetings, and then I met Kathy Meath, who's listening right now.
Kathy who?
Kathy Meath, M-E-A-T-H,
Meath?
Who runs
Meath.
St. Louis ARC.
Okay.
Don Taylor, and he helps Kathy run St. Louis ARC, with, of course, just hundreds and thousands of support people. And that's the association very near and dear to my heart, because they staff my little sister Jackie and help keep her happy and keep her going, and it's just an amazing association. So, they met us at Kathy's Kitchen in Ferguson, Missouri. She's been going into Ferguson, supporting what's going on with some of the businesses and making sure they all stay in business. And the food is absolutely incredible at Kathy's Kitchen in Ferguson, owned by Kathy and Jerome Jenkins, who are repeat customers of Johnny Law Not Chevrolet. I think they bought about 3 vehicles from us. We've eaten and consumed about, 10,000 pounds worth of food, but it's all great. And then our buddy John Carney, who looks up to you and loves you, wants to talk about his Carney for Kids charity event on the 24th, October 24th. We're going to have 2 tables there at Lumiere, and they're behind on donations, or they're behind definitely on getting to go. There's 3 top comedians there. I mean, last year we went, and I almost had to lay down so hard for 2.5 hours. So that's it. That's all I got. We got a lot of cars and trucks to sell. We have 3 big days left to sell about 50 Silverado pickup trucks, because the sales and the incentives are unbelievable. $11,000 off Silverado double cabin crew cabs. That's right, $11,000 off.
Wow.
And you're driving one right now.
I'm driving one or the other. It's either crew or extended. Which one is the larger?
Well, we renamed it the double cab. It was extended back of, the 13 model, but the 14 model came out, and we changed that to double cab.
Okay. Double cab. And the crew is bigger than that.
Correct.
I believe I'm in the double cab, extended cab.
I think you're in the crew cab.
I believe I'm in the extended cab. I will have this checked
double
out.
Double cab.
I'm sorry, cab. Yeah. I do not believe I'm in the crew cab. I will look into this. I believe there was a misunderstanding or mistake when you said, how do you, a couple of weeks ago, how do you like that crew cab? And I said, well, I don't know, because, I'm in the double cab.
Why can't you just go along and say, I love that Silverado pickup truck that you're giving
me. I do. I like it. I like it a lot.
I mean, two really nice words in life. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I'm more comfortable with that than I missed you. I'm more comfortable with thank you. I can do that. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, but you know you miss me.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, we're here late tonight.
I knew that.
I can actually see the sun starting to try to peek out.
It's tried to pop out a couple times. Ooh, it's popped out just for a second here at Westport just now.
Good. It's over here. It always shines on beautiful floors of Missouri. So come and see us. We're here late tonight. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Many AM and the PM customers. There's a guy here right now, Kenny, works for Hussman, and he says the only reason he drove all the way from St. Peter's is to buy a truck because of me and you. But he mentioned me first and you.
Thank you, Kenny.
And Ron Neighbor, AM and the PM, Florissant resident, bought a new 2015 Traverse. So thank you, Mr. Ron Neighbor,
that's
who
right.
lives in the neighborhood.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, man.
I love them. Wow.
Too bad he didn't host Mr. Rogers.
It would be funny if
Mr. Neighbor's
what's Mr. Neighbor's first name? Ron. Ron Neighbor. If he moves in somewhere into a subdivision, they go, "Hey, what's your name, neighbor?" He goes, "Yeah." It's like, yeah. Who's on first?
They go, no, what do you think about the TV commercial about all the guys, all the people named Ronald McDonald who love to go to Taco Bell?
I think it's stupid because I think it's calling attention. If I'm Taco Bell, I don't know who signed off on that, but all it makes you think of is McDonald's. I think McDonald's has to love it.
Well, that's what I thought.
I think it's a mistake. It'd be like if Johnny Londoff has a bunch of guys named Ford coming. What the heck? I mean, we're not in the business of promoting that name. It's Chevy. I think it's bad advertising. That's a mistake.
Apparently, the guy that created it is this, you know, a marketing genius. He's getting like all kinds of accolades and all kinds of awards.
Well, he can get all the accolades and awards he wants to. I'd like to see the sales number. That's all that matters.
That's what we're talking about, Frank.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you sell cars and trucks for Johnny Londoff.
Capture that. Keep that recording where he said that.
The man.
All right. Well, we're going to sell more tonight.
This last week, so that's okay.
We're going to sell more tonight, okay?
Thank you.
All right, John, thank you.
Have a good night. Drive safe out there.
Bye-bye. He keeps wanting me to say things like I miss you and stuff.
Right. He does.
Uncomfortable.
I love you.
Uncomfortable.
I want to
hug
you.
He never said that. He never said that I want to hug you and I love you.
Oh.
That I had to say those words. Just uncomfortable for me. But he's hetero. I know that.
He's secure in his heterosexuality to say that to another man that he misses.
We will be taking a break, and then we will come back, and we'll be talking to you. So if you know the numbers, call them. If you don't, here they are quickly, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. We will be right back.
Meet me.
Time for a look at traffic. Here's Frank Ladd.
Well, it's not awful headed out of the city this afternoon. Just a little bit of volume passing. Looks like Tam Avenue westbound on 64 out through about McCall's. And southbound 170, though, it is pretty heavy. Stop and go between Old Bonham and Highway 64. Northbound 170, still seeing some volume as well between Highway 70 and Highway 270. Pocket of volume eastbound on Highway 70 from about 170 through North Hanley. In that stretch there, they got an earlier incident out of the way that had been blocking the ramp to northbound 170 from eastbound Highway 70. Eastbound Highway 270, a little bit of volume as well up in North County coming around the bend between McDonnell and 170. Southbound on 270, just volume now headed south of Clayton Road down through Manchester and Doherty Ferries. Not stop and go, though. This update is brought to you by Account Temps, the leader in temporary financial staffing. Should you get a raise? Find out at accounttemps.com/salarycenter, your source for accounting and finance salary information. They are a Robert Half company. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Frank Ladd. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Before the storm, during the storm, and after the storm, turn to KTRS for the latest weather updates, road conditions, and school closings. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44, you'll find Eureka, Missouri, the home of Byerly RV, as well as a myriad of interesting shops, campgrounds, and restaurants, not to mention Six Flags. Eureka is the gateway to the Ozarks and points west, and Byerly RV is there to outfit you for great vacation adventures with motorhomes, travel trailers, and tent trailers, and the largest RV parts store in 200 miles. Come see us, but allow time to explore Old Town Eureka. We found it. Just a beautiful 15-minute ride from I-270 west on I-44. Byerly RV, the official Rams RV dealer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly
family, show them you care for the rest of your life. You gotta be there for the rest of your life.
Hey, it's your old friend Steve Cochran with my old friend on the phone. Steve, you know how much I personally believe in what you do at the St. Louis Home Retention Group. And let me throw the phone number out right away, 636-527-5121. But let's talk about this study that you and I were talking about off the air, which shows that you have to be with the right housing counselors, right?
Yeah, that's correct, Steve. A lot of the people that we talk to have tried to do this on their own. They've run into an enormous amount of failure, roughly 88% nationally. The other part of the people have tried to contact outside entities, and they're not having any success either. I think we're the only people in the United States who can get these things done, frankly.
It's easy. You pick up the phone, you make the call, you get a no-obligation appointment, and you talk to the best in the business. 636-527-5121. Or what's the website, Steve?
It is stlouishomeretentiongroup.com.
That's right. You almost forgot it that time. stlouishomeretentiongroup.com.
Decks are very popular in the St. Louis area, and of course, most of them are made of wood. They're always beautiful when built, but something happens to them courtesy of Mother Nature. They get dirty, and they can rot. Unless, of course, you've called David Monahan at Seal Max Plus. Hi, this is Ron Jacober, and I'm telling you that Seal Max can help prolong the life of that wood deck or dock or fence and your concrete patio and driveway with an internal sealant that has a 25-year product warranty, which makes Seal Max Plus stand out among the rest. This is a sealant that goes into the concrete, into the wood, making it stronger and more impervious to moisture. You get the idea, rain, snow, and ice, the enemies of wood and concrete. But SealMax Plus can help. I'm suggesting you call David Monahan. He owns a company. He's the one you'll talk to. He will shoot straight with you about what SealMax can and can't do. Give him a call, 636-294-6299, or go online and watch the process at SealMaxPlus.com. That's Max with two X's, 636-294-6299.
If you've never been to Basso, let us introduce you to the concept of basement chic. Located on the lower level of the totally revamped Cheshire, Basso is a sleek Italian gastro pub with 32 different beers on tap every day. Voted one of St. Louis Magazine's best new restaurants, Basso is a great place to meet up for dinner with friends or colleagues. It also has fantastic happy hour and late night drink specials. With several flat screen TVs, it's the perfect spot to catch the college and pro game day action. Basso at the Cheshire, just off Highway 40 at Skinker and Clayton Road.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. We've told you about HARP in the past. There are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. To learn more, call 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License to all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Fill your fridge and school lunch boxes with big savings on family favorites, like 2 pounds of Oscar Mayer deli shaved smoked ham for just $5.98, or 72 slices of Kraft American singles for $8.98. And pick up a 40-pack of Capri Sun for $6.98, only 17 cents a pouch. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Denny here from Friendly's Sports Bar and Grill in South City, giving you 386 reasons why Friendly's is still your go-to spot even when there isn't a game on TV. On top of the 40 TVs you already know about, we have 24 bottled beers, 18 draft beers, including a variety of local breweries, 200 liquors and spirits, 19 different appetizers, 9 homemade burgers, 16 sandwiches, 60 bar games, and 2 great happy hours a day. There really is something for everyone, and if that's not reason enough, let me give you one more. Friendly's Famous Fried Chicken. We'll see you at 3503 Roger Place.
Like miniature golf, enter the 2014 St. Louis Mini Golf Open at Swing Around Funtown, Sunday, October 19th. Yes, you, your family, and friends can compete for cash and certificates. Swing Around Funtown, 335 Skinker in Fenton. Details online at swing-a-round.com.
Mizzou football on KTRS is brought to you by Cedar Lake Cellars. Be sure to tune in this Saturday as Mizzou takes on the Florida Gators. Cedar Lake Cellars, open before and after the game until 9 p.m.
At Subway, grab the famous $5 footlong of October, the meatball marinara, or go for the $3 6-inch select Black Forest ham and cheese. Subway, eat fresh.
Monday nights are something to look forward to during the Mizzou football season. Why? Because of Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill. Every Monday from 6:30 till 9 p.m., join John Hadley and Jim Huir at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill as they talk about, what else? Mizzou football, of course, as well as the SEC and other sports topics. Join us for Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill at 3503 Roger Place in South St. Louis from 6:30 till 9 p.m. Brought to you by Oak Ridge Winery, Lodi, California's oldest operating winery. Available at your local Shop and Save, Schnucks, Deerberg's, and other fine wine shops and restaurants. And the Big 550 KTRS.
Think about the conversation you had with your financial advisor and how that made you feel knowing you had everything taken care of. You know exactly what strategy to use to claim your Social Security. You understand how and when to withdraw your assets and from what accounts you should withdraw from first. You are 100% confident that you are always going to pay the least amount of money in taxes. The chances are you probably never had that conversation, and there's a high probability that you probably won't. Don't you think you owe it to yourself to make sure you've done everything right? If you're within 5 years of retirement or already retired with at least $250,000 of investable assets, call me, Kevin Lloyd, president of Legacy Wealth Advisors and co-host of America's Wealth Management Show, for a complimentary retirement analysis. 314-641-1010. For a complimentary retirement analysis, call 314-641-1010.
Securities offered through First Allied Securities, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Come into Meguiar for all of your furniture rental and sales needs. We've got the signature design line from Ashley, Englander mattresses, and office furniture too. We've been locally owned and operated since 1981, and our newly expanded showroom at 650 Fifi Road near Westport is full of quality furniture at low prices. Stop in today or visit MeguiarFurnitureRental.com.
Furniture that you desire. Meguiar Furniture Rental and Sales.
Mizzou fans, Lion's Choice has been a tradition since 1967. Stop by today and enjoy our mouth-watering turkey and ham sandwiches, or even try an Italian beef. Lion's Choice. Get real.
For the best lawn on the block, DynaGreen. Ask your lawn and garden dealer for DynaGreen or online at DynaGreenInfo.com. They've got the best fall starter and grass seed. DynaGreen or DynaGreenInfo.com.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. The app is STL Taxi. You want that app. You want it for two reasons. One, it's free, and two, it works. Great way to get a Laclede Cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello, gentlemen. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill.
And a happy Columbus Day to you.
Yes, it's a great Columbus Day. It sure is.
In case you've forgotten your history from grade school, Explorer Christopher Columbus landed in America looking for discounts on mattresses and furniture.
Well, he found them. He sure found them.
MTV is canceling the TV show that featured Jersey Shore star Snooki.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Snooki says she hasn't been this disappointed since she found out you're not supposed to drink while pregnant. And Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren ripped President Obama over the weekend, saying he chooses Wall Street over everyday people. Mm. You know, Obama was so rattled by being blasted by a member of his own party, he almost missed his tea time.
Oh, boy, he was rattled.
He didn't, though, by the way. Yeah. You want a presidential fun fact, a little trivia here?
Sure,
yes.
And President Obama over the weekend played his 200th round of golf, 200 rounds of golf. George W. Bush, by comparison, played 24 rounds of golf. The number one golfer among all presidents, Woodrow Wilson, 1,200 rounds of golf.
Whoa.
Wow.
How about that? 1,200 rounds of golf.
Way to go, Woody.
And finally, this afternoon.
I thought that was a joke.
Oh, yeah.
No, that was,
oh,
just,
that was
just
a fun
joke.
Fact.
Just a fun fact.
That is a lot of golf.
I'm sorry?
That's a lot of golf.
A lot of golf. Tomorrow, by the way, I'll be phoning in from Panama City Beach, Florida.
Stop it. What's down there?
Doing a little Bill on the Road stuff. Going down there for a few days.
Yes, looking forward to it.
All right. Well, a study says that crime goes down during NFL games. Kind of interesting. I guess mainly because, you know, all the dangerous criminals are on the field.
Oh, boy, that's the truth.
Oak Loveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab. Of course, as you know, they are the AM and the PM cab company here from downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Okay, see ya.
There he goes, Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Laclede Cab. Hey, did you have a chance, during the break, maybe see if you can pull up some of those things we were lied to about as kids? Because I know there are more, and I was stuck and couldn't remember.
One of them was going blind, you know.
Well, my parents never did tell me that because they would not discuss pleasuring yourself. Yeah. They wouldn't even mention that topic that you'd go blind. But they did tell me about don't swim or you'll get the cramps. Mm-hmm. And they told me about smoke would stunt my growth.
Well, you're going to use cursive again sometime, so make sure you learn.
The teachers lied to us saying, and class, eventually, everyone's going to be on the metric system.
Yes.
Remember that? Your whole life. And let's see. No, we're not.
And what do you think? You're going to carry a calculator all the time around with you? Well, yes.
Yeah, we do. It's called our phone. So that's right. The teacher says, you know, the world, you're not always going to have a calculator. Yeah, they were wrong on that one, too. Here's something we'll tell you that we'll be right about, and we've been right every time we've said it, and that is that Schaefer Auto Body will put your vehicle back together in such a perfect way you will never know where the damage was done. You'll think you dreamed you had an accident. You go, well, I thought I had a car wreck, but look at this thing. No, you did. You just took it. You were smart enough to take it to Schaefer. Now, don't forget the C in that name. If you go to look it up, save you a little time here. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. 7 locations, and they're in the body business. Not like bodybuilding or, but, you know, your vehicle when it's in an accident. It would be enough if they just did that perfectly, and they do. But, wow, wait till you see how they go so far above and beyond with all their other services. They will make this whole process as easy as it can possibly be. If your insurance company, for whatever reason, doesn't recommend them, you tell them, hey, this is where it's going, Schaefer.